Hello, friends. In this episode, I'm thrilled to introduce you to a podcast that you'll definitely want to squeeze into your listening schedule. This episode is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Now, if you're like me and our other listeners, you're probably not just tuning into Radio Headspace. You've got about 6 shows on your rotation, which is great. Diversity in our podcast diet is something I fully support. So speaking of variety, let me suggest another gem for your playlist. The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's not just any podcast. It was named one of Apple's best of 2018. Jordan isn't just another voice in the crowd. He really stands out. He dives deep into the minds of some of the most intriguing people on the planet. We're talking about a wide range of guests, from athletes to authors to scientists and even mobsters and spies. And let's not forget, he also brings on CEOs, political activists, and FBI agents, depending on what might click with you, the listener. Jordan has this unique knack for coaxing his guests to open up and share stories and insights that you won't hear anywhere else. Each episode is packed with strategic wisdom that's meant to help you think more critically and navigate today's complex world more effectively. And it's not just the content that's top-notch. Jordan's Feedback Friday segment is particularly relatable. He tackles real listener dilemmas, everything from navigating tricky family dynamics to enhancing your career and personal relationships. It's one of those rare shows that you can tune into whether you're looking to challenge your intellect or need a bit more practical advice. From a personal standpoint, I'm a huge fan of how Jordan runs his show. He's got this approachable, engaging style that makes even the most complex topics accessible and entertaining. And honestly, his podcast isn't just good. It's a must listen. So why not add the Jordan Harbinger Show to your podcast rotation? With never a dull moment, it's incredibly engaging and always interesting. Just search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, friends, supporting my sponsors helps keep this show alive and kicking. If you give Jordan's show a try after this recommendation, it helps us continue to bring you great content. Show some love for the Jordan Harbinger Show by searching for it. Remember, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, G-E-R. On your favorite podcast platform.
Hey there, folks, it's Robin, and I'm popping in to talk to you about clean water because I'm going to be honest, I've been worrying about the contaminants in our tap water, and I knew I had to find a solution, you know, something reliable and effective. And that's when I discovered AquaTrue, and it's been a game changer for my family. AquaTrue's purifiers, they're basically like superheroes for your water, using a 4-stage reverse osmosis process to tackle even the toughest contaminants. With PFAS, you know, those pesky forever chemicals making their way into nearly half of U.S. tap water, it is a relief to know that AquaTrue is certified to just kick them to the curb. Plus, their range of purifiers fits every home, from countertop setups to under-sink options. They've even got a Wi-Fi connected model for the tech-savvy among us. And let's talk about those filters, okay? Long-lasting and affordable, they are a dream come true. There's no more like swapping them out every few months. AquaTrue's filters go the distance and last up to 2 years. Since switching to AquaTrue, I have noticed a huge difference. The water tastes cleaner, it's fresher, and the best part, I no longer have to worry about what's lurking in my tap water. Even my kids are drinking more water because of the ease of the countertop setup. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, our listeners are going to receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and you're going to enter the code HEADSPACE at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code HEADSPACE. Go get it.
Hello, friends. It's Rosie.
Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. Have you ever felt like you should have been invited to something, but you weren't? I know I have. I mean, I've had plenty of late nights with friends, but now my priorities are different. I wake up early to meditate, write, teach, and much, much more. And even though I'm done at 6 p.m., that doesn't mean I want to be excluded from gatherings at 7, 8, and gasp, 9. I want people to want me at a party. Feeling left out is something most of us have experienced, whether it's the cliques at school or in the company break room. So today, let's talk about the emotions that come up when we feel left out and how we can be at peace even when we don't get an invite. The last time I felt left out, my friend was talking about a party that she was throwing. She was describing all of the different treats and the catering and all the fun decor that she was getting ready to put up in her house. And as she's telling me the story, all I kept thinking was, when was this party and why wasn't I invited? And I actually asked her, it sounds like a great party, where's my invite? And she just laughed like it was a joke and said that the party didn't start till about 7:30. And she knew that obviously I wouldn't go because I go to bed by 8 p.m. So after the conversation, I just started to feel really sad. But given the fact that I really love my friend, I decided to give her a call, and as I was telling her how hearing about this really fun party and having her say in a passive way that I wouldn't come, so she didn't even bother to invite me, really hurt my feelings. And right then she responded, "I feel really sad when you always tell me no." And we both had this moment of realizing that we hadn't communicated how we felt. And so we started to have this really great conversation where we started to feel more seen. And we just found different ways and times to hang out with each other. With that in mind, my first tip for anyone that's ever felt left out or feels left out is to communicate. If you're in a situation where you feel comfortable talking to the person who didn't invite you, it may be a good idea to communicate your feelings, like I did. That way you can get clarity on what's actually going on with them instead of assuming that they don't want to hang out with you. Another tip is to try and see things from the inviter's perspective. Ask yourself, would I really love to go to this thing or do I just want to be asked? How would it feel for the person inviting me if I say no? You might find that it's a relief to be left out. And the last thing I love to practice is acceptance. You can't control other people or who they include, but you can take back some agency by framing your acceptance of the situation as a choice. One way to do this is to say to yourself, "I'm choosing to accept that I didn't get invited." Then you can even make a plan to do something fun during the time you would have spent with the people who didn't include you. If you need some help practicing acceptance, there's a great acceptance course in the app. So check that out if you're interested. And remember, you are important and you matter. Lead with compassion and be kind to yourself. That's it for now. If you want to share your thoughts with me about this episode, be sure to find me on Instagram at Rosie Acosta. Thank you for letting me share and thank you so much for listening. I'll see you back here soon.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.